This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, thanks for holding, folks. Matt Doobie, all of our great Chicago affiliate, we'll give you the call letters and frequency to here in just a moment, is going to be coming up co-hosting with me into the fourth hour. He has a big interview he did that he's going to be premiering here that you do not want to miss. So definitely stay with us for that. It's WCKG, and the number is 1130 AM in Chicago. WCKG 1130 AM been carrying us, 1530 AM. Yeah, that's how we do it around here. WCKG 1530 AM, because it's always good when you got somebody co-hosting for you and the radio station to tell folks in the bio where they're from. WCKG 1530 AM. Sorry I messed that up. Going from my old memory here and just didn't, I didn't get that right. So 1530 AM, I screwed up again. 1530 AM, WCKG, that is coming up with Matt Dubiel. Okay, right now, let's go back to the phone calls here. Jeremy in New Mexico, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, three things. Two quick comments and then a comment about North Korea. The first one is a request. If you guys could put all three shows on your internet stream that's on your website and on the apps, because all three shows are not there. And originally they were, and they were looping, and it was awesome, but they're not.
Yeah, no, I set up InfoWars, and I did it. And I told folks when we launched the shows they had to be separate streams, and we don't have that yet. And so we'd go bankrupt if I took my show off and put the other shows on, because they don't bring in half of the revenue per hour that mine does. They're great shows. They inform people. They're important. They do a great job, a better job than I do in most cases. But the formula is I can't then preempt my show in the age of internet for other shows. You understand? We must put out more streams, not have one stream we all share in North Korea. See, the American system is you build more. You don't have one pizza, you have a pizza factory. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, it totally makes sense. Hey, thank you for answering that. The second question I have, or I guess request, is, as you know, Pete Santilli is still in jail. And I was wondering if you could send one of your smart guys like Kit or somebody like that to go have a sit down with him and tell his story. Because, you know, man, the dude was unarmed and was a journalist, and he's in jail still for reporting. And I think that it's a story.
But you got to remember, you got to remember about talk radio, that everybody isn't in like 100% informed. And you and I are sitting around a campfire right now. You've got to say, in the Bundy case, there was a reporter. And as we know, they've already had a couple of the trials thrown out. The judges have run kangaroo operations. They clearly have. And they even put a guy in there, and it's questionable if he ever made any threats. And it's a dangerous precedent for America, for the press. We've said all that. We've said all that. We've done that. We've had reporters there. We've covered it all. And quite frankly, I sent reporters to the Bundy thing, and a lot of people use it as like it's a beauty pageant or something. That, oh, this is our thing, InfoWars. You're not even wanted here. We lead this. Get out of here. So we're like, yeah, absolutely. We're going to let you run your whole deal here. So you have to understand, I don't stick my arm down wood chippers or in garbage disposals or down badger holes. Because you understand, when you actually go out to these events and stuff, people that usually haven't had any success and they're at an event, they're not really covering it, they're becoming the event, and it's very, very territorial. That's why I don't do a lot of events or go out and do stuff. I just do my little thing here, just my little thing, if it's okay with everybody. And then that's my broadcast. Everybody else has theirs. See? Thanks for the call. We covered the Bundy thing ad nauseam and said it's all wrong and it's terrible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Matt Dubiel of WCKG, 1530 AM, Chicago's coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, it's Matt Dubiel, and I'm filling in for Alex for the fourth hour. If you're watching at InfoWars.com, you may be seeing some wacky guy with a set of binoculars. And this is one of those tricks. This is one of those propagandist tricks they use. Have you seen this? Have you seen Little Kim do this? They'll show a tight shot. This is brilliant. And being a guy that's in the media, I own a radio station here in Chicago. I've been carrying the Alex Jones Show for years. Come out to meet the fine folks at InfoWars and Rob Dew and everybody there. Good people and amazing infrastructure, amazing stuff happening there at InfoWars. And so I'm a media guy. So when I see there he is, there's Lil Kim with his binoculars. And this is one of those things that they do in the media and in the propaganda circles, namely Kim's staff and his ministry of propaganda, is they show Kim in certain lights, right? They want to make him seem a certain way. And if you're a performer, you want this. If you're like a magician on the stage doing a show, you want this because you want the audience to see the show a certain way. If you're the Rolling Stones, you want the audience to see the show a certain way. And even if you're Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, you want them to see the show a certain way. Their way happens to be a truthful way, a authentic way, a transparent way. And the Kim Jong-un, Lil' Kim way, Rocket Man way, is to show Kim standing, like, looking through binoculars. And it's one of those things where if they showed you what he was truly looking at and the real distance between him with the binoculars and whatever he's looking at, and they showed, like, the real shot, kind of like when CNN, remember when CNN got busted for showing, for using green screens and manufacturing news during the Gulf War in the 90s? They got busted. They got totally busted manufacturing the, and sometimes you'll see them do that with a split screen on Fox News or MSNBC and things, where they'll have two people on the screen, split screen, but they're just next to each other. They're in the same studio. And so why does Kim Jong-un constantly have his Ministry of Propaganda taking pictures of him with the binoculars, making him look a certain way? Well, they want to make it look like he's doing important stuff, because if they show the pictures of him, Fatso Kim, eating bowls of noodles real fast and playing Pokemon Go, you would not respect him as a dictator, as a ruthless dictator, as a scary man. But boy, when they put him in the Dr. Evil, when he dresses like Dr. Evil, and I don't know if he uses a Dr. Evil voice or not, but when they show him in his Dr. Evil garb next to the sharks with frickin' laser beams on their heads, and then he looks through the binoculars, all of a sudden, he looks like a menace. And what is so brilliant about our president, but listen, I'm not a Trump Krishna here. I'm not going to say, like, oh, everything Donald Trump does is great. Everything Donald Trump does is great. Oh, he's the greatest. He's the greatest. No, he's a human being. You know, there's a reason why, you know, the good book recommends that we not idolize anybody. It's because human beings, men have flaws. They all have flaws. But you could set it right there. Thank you. Thanks very much. My wife just brought me some coffee as if I need any more caffeine, because I'm fired up about Kim Jong-un, the Rocket Man with his binoculars. So as I was saying, President Trump can do wrong. He's not perfect. However, one of the things he's really good at, one of the things he's fantastic at, maybe the best, the greatest in the world, he does this big league, is he immediately shattered the BS that has been built up by Lil' Kim's Ministry of Propaganda and the rest of the world, the Western world's arm of the Ministry of Propaganda, which is CNN. Yeah. I mean, they may not be officially on the payroll of Kim Jong-un, but they're doing his bidding. Every time they show you binoculars and Kim Jong with his Hillary Clinton Dr. Evil outfit, I mean, they might as well just splice in scenes from Austin Powers and show the sharks with freaking laser beams on their head. Because that's what he's trying to purport. He's trying to show that he's macho, or whatever the word for macho is in Korean. Maybe somebody can look that up. Maybe that's on the Wikipedia. What is the Korean word for macho? But he's trying to look macho. And what did our president do? With one word, or maybe two words, depending on how you look at it, he called him the Rocket Man. And it was like, this is why this guy is good. That doesn't mean he's good at everything. Doesn't mean he's perfect at everything. But man, he just dismantled that lunatic and all the lunatics that follow him in one felt swoop. I heard something, but I wasn't sure what it is. Would you stop the hammering? Somebody stop the hammering. I didn't catch what you said. I can see the timer, though. So who am I and what am I doing here sitting in? This is clearly, if you're watching at Infowars.com or on the Infowars social media channels, you see a guy with the Infowars T-shirt, which I hope they still have these at the Infowars store at Infowars.com. This is my favorite Infowars shirt. I love it. It's got a real G.I. Joe vibe to it. People see me. I've been all over the world in this shirt. I mean, I washed it in between, of course, but I've been all over the world in this shirt. Okay. And everywhere I go, this is not an exaggeration. Everywhere I go, people want to know if I know Alex. I've talked to people in Jamaica. I've talked to people in Ireland. I've talked to people in London. And when I'm wearing this shirt, they ask me, and it's usually a mix of very well-to-do people that are spending money and vacationing and staying at these properties. That's some of them. And then what blows people's minds is the mix, the potpourri of regular people like you and I who come up to me. And a lot of times it's people that work at the resorts. In fact, I sent Alex and his crew a video of one of the staffers. I didn't send it to you today, guys, but I'll find it maybe for Monday, where somebody came up to me at a pool in Jamaica. We were doing a live broadcast. I was wearing this shirt. You can get it at Infowars.com. It's my favorite. And it's the black shirt with the, it's got a kind of a G.I. Joe America sort of look, and it says Infowars. And I'm wearing this shirt, and one of the girls that works on the kitchen staff comes up to me and says, Do you know? And she has like a Jamaican accent, man. And she's like, do you know Alex? And I was like, do you know who Alex is? And she's like, yeah, we all watch InfoWars. And I'm like, come on, really? 5 feet from us, I walked down a little bit further to go do something else after we said goodbye. Another guy came up to me and asked me about InfoWars and Alex Jones. And this was right before Donald Trump took out the trash and beat Hillary in the election. And it was exciting. So I am a radio station owner. I'm a broadcaster. I am a patriot in my own way, not as much as I'd like to be. And it's not easy to be. And I'm a father. You might have seen the Twitter feed and the cool people at InfoWars. The best staff in broadcasting, by the way. I mean, Alex and the crew there have amazing, really talented people that really know their stuff. They asked if they could, you know, is it cool to show my Twitter feed? And it is absolutely cool because the most important thing that I am is a father and a husband. Coming up in this hour, this extra hour, hopefully Alex is getting his temples rubbed and having a cool drink, even just water or some chilled bone broth, because I want him to relax a little bit. I hope that he's finding some time to relax. I've never seen somebody work so hard, so tirelessly. So it's a delight for me to be able to lighten the load a little bit and help out. But on this extra hour today, we're going to be talking about some things that I've been noticing, some things that have been happening in Chicago. We're definitely going to be discussing the fatherhood and what it's like being a man in America and those challenges. And we're going to talk about them with a guy that I had the opportunity to interview, and I recorded the interview, but we're going to play it. The guy is the most popular podcaster on planet Earth. In fact, he's doing a show tomorrow night. It's like a comedy show in Chicago, which is how I get these guests, right? They usually have something to promote. But this particular guy has been fighting for conservative values, and he's ensconced in Hollywood. He's surrounded by that Hollywood liberal sick'em vibe. So we're going to talk to Adam Carolla. We're going to play that interview for you. And we're going to talk to him about exactly how he approaches life and marriage and snowflakes, how he has avoided being ostracized in Hollywood like many before him. Tim Allen, what's the girl's name from Clueless? I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she's been in the news. No, not Alicia Silverstone, the actress that she's a black girl and she's conservative. Basie, yes. Her pictures are all over the place. And, she's been, maybe she wouldn't work anyway. Maybe she wouldn't get a lot of work in Hollywood, but the minute you come out as conservative in any way in Hollywood, you're typically ostracized. That happened with Tim Allen, happened with Stacey.
Stacey Dash, is that what her name is? And it didn't happen to Adam Carolla. I'll tell you exactly how he's fighting it and how that can apply to our lives. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk with Adam Carolla, and we'll also talk about Mayor Bloomberg's $2 million spend to keep people in Chicago, even though he's in New York, from drinking sugary drink. Makes no sense. And we're going to stop the hammering!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's hot in Chicago. My name is Matt Dubiel, and I'm filling in for Alex Jones for the fourth hour here at Infowars.com and on fabulous radio stations around America and the world. They were asking me about the cigar I'm smoking in the so I'm in my own studio in Chicago, and there is no AC in this particular studio that I'm in, and Chicago is experiencing unseasonable warm weather. Now the lunatics will start saying, "See, that's because of the climate change and the warming and the globalness and the emissions." No, it's here's what it is. I'm going to explain to you exactly what it is, as it was explained to me by my father and by the Chicago Tribune for years. In fact, every year they put a story in the Chicago Tribune exactly telling you why it got warm like this. And it wasn't every year, but it was some years. So anyway, if you see me sweating, it's a little bit because I'm nervous sitting in for the biggest radio show on planet Earth. And it's also mostly because it's like 87 and humid here. But there's something you should know about me besides being a radio station owner and being a big fan of everything InfoWars. I've never had a cavity, and I take that. I'm very proud of that. And one of the reasons that I've never had a cavity is because I take care of my teeth. It's not easy to do, especially when you have children and you see all the crap that's in the toothpaste that they sell. Really, it's poison. The poison that they sell in the tube at the grocery store. If you look at it, it actually says, don't let your kids or yourselves ingest the poison. This stuff is poisonous. And if you get more than a little bit of this poisonous stuff in your body, you got to call poison control. That's what happens. So the answer, the solution to that is very simply to get the Super Blue fluoride free. There's no poison in the Super Blue. That's the good part. And it's now 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, they've got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Now, if you're an adult and you like the minty fresh feeling and you want the peppermint, good. For the kids, you may want to get the bubble gum because it's it's bubble gum. It tastes like bubble gum. The new Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash is 50% off. Deep research indicates that unhealthy gums can contribute to the development of heart disease and even heart attacks. A lot of people don't know this. They think that you're not supposed to, eat butter. And, too much butter is bad and too much salt is bad. But actually taking care of your teeth is a better way to keep your heart and your system clear of plaque. So do that for yourself. Get some of the peppermint or the bubble gum. Super Blue fluoride free. And all the products are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So do that. It's important to do that because that is how this operation is funding. I was telling you that I have got a conversation coming up with Adam Carolla. And Adam Carolla, if you're not familiar, he hosted the Man Show on television. He was in Crank Anchors. He was a radio host. Dr. Drew and him hosted a show called Loveline. And Adam's had a very good career on the radio, but he's also kind of a Hollywood guy. And so you might have seen him in movies and on TV shows. He was on Dancing with the Stars. And if you've noticed lately, the people in Hollywood, like Tim Allen, and there's others. There's other conservatives, even Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner. Even Bruce Jenner. Hate mail can go to... something at InfoWars.com. Don't send me the hate mail. But Bruce Jenner was even ostracized somewhat, even though he had the transition card to pull out. But he's been lambasted for being conservative. And what happens in Hollywood is when you're conservative, you have your livelihood is threatened sometimes. Adam has sort of put a protective bubble around himself and protected himself from that treatment somehow. By the way, that is the same protective bubble that InfoWars has. And that's why they sell products. That's why they have the toothpaste and the T-shirts that, this shirt that I'm wearing, the InfoWars, I call it the G.I. Joe shirt. That's why they have that stuff. It's to keep them impenetrable and save them from having to kowtow or change their perspective or their insights or their viewpoints in order to make a living. Think of how powerful that is and how liberating that is. I'm hoping that when you listen to my conversation with Adam Carolla, for instance, you know, he's coming to town to promote a comedy show, but we started talking about some real issues, how to keep yourself protected. And this may apply for you also in your job. If you want to have freedom of speech, well, freedom of speech isn't always free. So how do you insulate yourself? Well, you could sell your own toothpaste, but there's other ways. Adam will share how he did it. We'll talk to Adam in a little bit, and we'll talk about Chicago's drink
We're
tax.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. In a few seconds, we're going to start. I'm going to play you my conversation with Adam Carolla. And we talk about the incoming or the, what do they say? Like, everyone is saying, not everyone, people on the internet are saying that tomorrow, September 23rd, is the end. It's the tribulation. And Adam and I are going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about how he handles snowflakes and insulates himself from the Hollywood crowd that wants to essentially steal your income if you make a statement against something they believe in. I'm smoking this cigar here, and there's a meme on the internet with Hillary Clinton on top of a big cigar, and I didn't really understand what it was. They said something about it being like an elf on a shelf, and I didn't get it at first. And then when I heard the word blunt, I got it. anyway, I got some copies of Hillary's America that Dinesh D'Souza gave me. And I've got at least five copies. I'm going to just give them away randomly to some of my Twitter followers. I'm not a big Twitter guy. I don't tweet a lot, but I thought it would be fun. I've watched this movie. So if you want a copy of the movie, I'm just going to give five copies of this randomly to the people on my Twitter feed because it would be fun. And I want more people to see this movie. Dinesh did a really great job on this. And he sent me a bunch of these a while back to give away. And we promoted the movie, and I would love to give you a copy. So I'm pretty excited for you to hear what Adam Carolla shares with us in this talk. It's I'll let you hear it in your own words. And he's going to really talk about fighting against the Hollywood sort of liberal vibe. And he's on the phone. Is he on the phone? Let's take a call from Adam now.
Adam.
Yes.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You're coming back to Chicago. This is exciting. Do you know on September 23rd the litany of catastrophic events that are being predicted around the world? Have you heard
this?
No.
What's being predicted?
Well, for me to explain it, I'm not the fire and brimstone guy, but, you know, there was the eclipse, and a lot of these guys on YouTube are saying that there's a culmination of cosmic events that all point to September 23rd and the beginning of the tribulation. Are you involved in that? Is that what you're bringing to the Shy here?
Yeah, I was going to kick off the tribulation. I was going to announce it on stage, but if you're going to tell your audience about it beforehand, then I guess I have no choice but to announce it now. Yeah. I'm going to do the ribbon cutting ceremony on the tribulation.
I want to share with people, though, what it is they can expect when they go to see you at the Park West on September 23rd, because it's not your traditional stand-up, and it's not what you've done in the past. Is that right?
That is correct. It is a one-man show. It happened that I sort of realized that more than telling jokes and more than telling stories, I sort of like the inspirational stuff and the motivational stuff. As I get older, I just morphed into someone who really enjoyed motivation. And I realize my motivational stories can be really funny, but they can also be sort of motivational. So you can get some, you know, I think with a lot of stand-up, if you're going to just get
the guy that you thought,
because of my just out kind of what it takes.
Yeah.
But I almost never do that. I drive almost a new car, a different car, every race. But ultimately what it does is it makes you comfortable in all the cars you drive. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the fastest, but pretty fast, pretty quick, because your acclimation period is really fast because you're so used to driving so many different cars with different gear patterns and shift patterns, horsepower, blah, blah, blah. So if you take that approach to life and possibly marriage, I think you can get a lot done.
I think that's a great point, because there are those guys that say, you know, just focus on the one thing, just focus on the one thing, focus on the one thing. I guess the argument could be made that you do focus on one thing, and that is being you, and you have different vehicles to do it. But you mentioned marriage. How long would you put yourself up there as a not a perfect husband, but would you say that's a success of yours beyond your success that everyone else sees?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't really think about it that much, but I guess, as they say in this town, you know, coming on 15 years of marriage,
yeah,
not too shabby. I like to sort of think of myself as a good dad and a good husband, a good provider, and a decent guy. Like, I really just look at myself as fair. In a weird, unromantic way. Like, I'm not spontaneous, I'm not sexy, I'm not romantic, but I'm very even, and I'm very, yeah, chicks, you're getting moist.
Yeah.
You got a guy over here who's very fair-minded. And I just try to go through life sort of in the middle there. Just treat everyone the same, be kind of fair. Also means be fair to yourself, you know, just don't expect too much, but don't demand too much. It's just sort of reality on reality's terms, as Dr. Drew likes to say.
You're out in Hollywood, California. I mean, maybe not Hollywood proper, but you're on the West Coast. You've sort of developed into what some would say a conservative voice, even though you may not say that, and I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'm wondering, aside from your media company and the things that you create on your own, are you seeing, like a Tim Allen and others have said, are you seeing any sort of backlash or any justification for you not getting work or based on your ideals or your other projects, like speaking in front of Congress and things like that?
You know, it's weird. So in Hollywood, you don't, there doesn't really need to be a backlash. You can, your phone can just never ring. You know, mm-hmm. which I guess you can call sort of a de facto backlash, but nobody ever calls you and says, hey, we're thinking about you for this project, but since we heard you speak in front of Congress about personal responsibility, now we're out. So you never know, the same way you don't really know if your wife is slowly poisoning you every day with your breakfast cereal until you die, you know, like, it's like, you don't really know. Maybe you don't feel as good as you used to, but you don't really know. The way this town works is it's incredibly liberal, and they will decide who's with them and who's not with them. So if the things I say, you know, legalize marijuana, gay marriage, what have you, consensual crime, they can still call me conservative. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I label myself. It's just, they'll decide what you are. So, and they have decided that anybody who essentially crosses any of their tenets is conservative, even if, in fact, you don't meet the criteria of being conservative. So first things first, they decide. Second thing second, they talk about being inclusive nonstop, but if you're Tim Allen, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way it works. They talk about inclusivity and they talk about not judging. All they do is judge. Now, they don't judge if you're transgendered. But if you believe in God, they judge. That's the way they work, which makes them hypocrites, obviously. The good news for me is I don't rely on them because I have my own business.
Right.
I never really have. So I don't go on auditions. I don't submit spec scripts. I don't wait for the phone to ring. I don't talk to my agent. I don't do anything that normal people do, normal people who work in this business do. I go to work every day. I do a podcast. I work on documentaries. I think about writing books. I think about, you know, doing one-man shows. I have 1,000 projects that I'm getting started with, and none of them have to do with studios or networks or Matt Damon. It's just I just go do what I do. That's it, which is great for me because I'm impervious to whatever is going on out there in this world called Hollywood where you can't judge except for all you do is judge all the time. And I do feel like I'm probably getting judged for no real good reason. I, you know, take care of my kids, pay my taxes. I don't hurt anybody, and I don't
save
anybody from anything.
And you're nothing if not fair.
They just decide.
Are you today the guy that you thought you would be back when you were a young guy?
I didn't think I would be anything. So I far exceeded whatever I thought I was going to be because I didn't think about it. I thought about BMX bicycles and football, and that was about it. At some point, I had a notion about getting into comedy, but the notion was really just so I could get paid because I love cars, and it's hard to drive nice cars or race cars. It's a super expensive endeavor. So I had really no thoughts. I also really had no relationship with my dad, so I didn't know what he expected or what he wanted or what he did or who he was. It's because I didn't have that kind of relationship with my parents. I didn't have any kind of relationship with my parents except for that just sort of home. And I just would leave and go eat at other people's houses. So because of my sort of bizarre upbringing, which was a non-upbringing, I just sort of wandered around thinking, what's for dinner and what am I going to eat? Like, most of my thoughts from 0 to 20 were, where am I going to eat? That was 90% of what I thought. Then later on, I just thought, how do I get out of driving a truck and swinging a hammer for a living? Like, I fast forwarded to being 40, and I was like, you don't want to be on a construction site when you're 40. Like, and what if you have kids, and how are you going to take care of them, and how are you going to pay a mortgage? And so that was kind of my next thought. And I never had any thoughts about making millions of dollars in show business. I just had thoughts about doing something other than being on a construction site.
What do you tell your kids about the path for the future? Are you saying go to college? Are you saying, start a business? What do you tell? I think you have at least a couple of kids, right? What do you impart on them, knowing what you now know about this liberating experience of being in control of your life and your business and all that?
I never really was a fan of college. I was a fan of work. I want their kids to work. I want them to learn. I want them to learn how to work. And I want them not to be scared of work. And I want them to kind of embrace work. And that's what I'd like them to do. So as far as college goes, and especially for whatever's going on college campuses these days, and I can only imagine how bad it's going to be in 7 years when they're ready to go to college, I'd like them to find a passion, find an interest, find something that kind of floats their boat, and then not be scared to work. And that's it. All you need, really, in this country, all you really need is hard work. People talk about luck. People talk about who you know. People talk about white privilege. People talk about everything under the sun. They're forgetting the part where you have to outwork everybody. And the good news is everyone is lazy and soft. Right now,
so true.
All you have to do is literally just outwork people that are scared of work, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and you believe that. I mean, I believe it, but you really believe that to your core, right? I mean, if you look around at everybody else.
I don't want to sound like a blowhard. I don't believe it. I know it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're at the Chicago's Park West Theater Saturday, September 23rd, I've heard Seinfeld and others talk about the climate of venues, whether it be college venues or comedy clubs or whatever. Are you experiencing the sort of seepage of this mentality in America where it's super political and super safe spacey, or are you finding that the Corolla fans come out and they know what they're getting and it's good times for everybody?
I'd say the Corolla fans know what they're getting and it's good times, but you can hear the audience if you say something that you may have said a few years ago. You know, you'll hear an audible sort of gasp that you wouldn't have heard a few years ago. You make a gay joke or you make an ethnic joke or something like that. And in the past, all you'd hear is laughter. Now you'd hear a little bit of a, ooh, what the, hey. Here comes the helicopter.
AdamCarolla.com. AdamCarolla.com is where you get the tickets, and I'll see you at the Park West. It's always awesome to have you on and talk with you.
We'll say hi after the show.
Awesome.
Or even before.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I love about talking to guys like Adam is you find out things about them and life in general from another person's perspective. And I look at guys like Alex and guys like Adam, even though they're in very different worlds, as being very similar. These are people that have created their own way, and they didn't do it alone. They got lots of people. You know, there's lots of people at InfoWars that help keep Alex on the air. There's lots of people at Adam Carolla's Ace Production Studios that help him keep it going. But they've taken the bull by the horns, and they've just worked and worked and worked. And what we find out when we talk to guys like that is we all have so much in common. And what the world seems to be doing today more than ever is demonizing men like that, demonizing leaders that are strong, that are intelligent, that are fair, and that maybe sometimes have differing opinions. And so it's a privilege to be on this platform and sharing some of that with you, because I hope that you listening to this can find a way to do that. Because if you work for somebody, you may not be able to tweet that you feel a certain way. Freedom of speech doesn't forgive you from the consequences of that freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is something that we have in this country without government prosecution, but the people can prosecute you and persecute you. And so how do you avoid that? We'll kind of share some ideas on that. And how do you prepare for the worst, whether it's your income, whether it's your livelihood, whether it's your home life? We're going to talk more about that. It's Matt Dubio filling in for Alex Jones on InfoWars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Matt Dubio filling in for Alex Jones from Chicago. I don't call it the Windy City. Nobody here calls it the Windy City. Today in Chicago, it is, if you can see the video feed at Infowars.com, or whether you're, maybe you're just listening at Infowars.com/show, I'm sweating. I'm sweating like a fat kid at a buffet. And the reason is because it's hot in here and there's no air conditioning, which is why I was just like, screw it, I'm going to have a cigar. Might as well just add to the feverish mix here. You know, some would say that this is the result of the climate change. I like to say it like the church lady. Climate change. It's the global warming. It's the climate change. I don't believe in that malarkey, but I do believe, and I'm going to tell you how my father explained this weather in September to me growing up and how the Chicago Tribune did. But I want to encourage you, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in Puerto Rico, wherever you are, and this was brought to my attention by the author Tim Ferriss. He wrote the book, The 4-Hour Workweek, and I did an interview with him. And he was talking about living in California. And if there's something happens in California, you're like 15 minutes at least away from getting help. And if there's like a black swan event or a big major earthquake or something, you're not getting any help. And people don't really know what to do. The best thing to do is just to stay prepared. And I'm not talking about in a doomsday prepper. You don't have to go build a bunker, but you know, maybe you put a little bit of the storable food at your place. There's a 50% off. You get to take 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only for a limited time with the coupon code, get this, READY. Listen to the radio. Listen to the top 40 station. Listen to the news station. Listen to the country station in your market when Alex isn't on and when David Knight isn't on and when Owen Schroyer isn't on. But at night, try it. And what you're going to hear is all these BS ready.gov public service announcements where they tell you to go to a website. Going to a website isn't going to help you unless you go to this website, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your 50% off now, and then you'll have something that will actually help you should a natural disaster occur. Okay, so why is it so hot in Chicago in September? Every year, the Chicago Tribune would publish, and I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. You can send the comments or the angry mail to angrymail@infowars.com. Don't send it to me. Although if you do want to follow me on Twitter, I do have a copy of Hillary's America. I'm going to give away to six people. I have six copies of this. But if you looked in the Tribune every year at this time of year, they traditionally would print a story called Engine Summer. And it's a story about how every year at this time, if it was a certain year and the climate was right and the weather was right, you'd get another burst of summer, and they called it Indian Summer or Engine Summer. And they were referencing feathers, not dots. Today, of course, I don't know if they actually put that article in the Tribune. I don't get the Tribune. I don't know that anybody else does. I don't know that anybody reads a newspaper anymore. But every year, my dad would cut it out of the newspaper. It was really beautiful. It had a nice picture on the top, and it had the story of Engine Summer. And in it had beautiful artwork where they would show the cascading smoke from a fire, you know, like a campfire that an Indian might have had in the teepees and all that sort of stuff. A Native American, okay? And the story behind the Engine Summer is that every few years or every year or so, you might get a burst of warm weather, and it was like a little bit of a gift from nature, and you enjoyed it, and it's been happening for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. And so I don't think it has anything to do with cows farting in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere or any of those hemispheres for that matter. Thanks for listening. I've had a great time filling in for the fourth hour of Alex Jones Show today here on a beautiful Friday. God willing, if the world is still around Monday and they haven't changed their mind, I will be doing fourth hour on Monday from Chicago. Hopefully in the air conditioning, I may still have a cigar. Have a fantastic weekend. God bless you. Get to InfoWarsStore.com and get your 50% off now. Might as well. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and Bio.